Fani Willis subpoenaed for info on use of federal funds in Trump prosecution. By Wendell Hasebo on February 2, 2024. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, R.O., subpoenaed Fulton County Prosecutor Fani Willis on Friday to provide documents and communications referring or relating to her receipt and use of federal funds and referring or relating to any allegations of the misuse of federal funds. Willis failed to comply with Jordan's request for information related to her use of federal grant money, Jordan said in the subpoena, obtained by Breitbart News. Jordan launched the investigation into Willis on January 12 for allegedly accepting more than $14.6 million in grant funds from President Joe Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, between 2020 and 2023. The time frame of the funds suggests the DOJ granted Willis federal funds to finance former President Donald Trump's prosecution. Trump and a co-defendant in Willis's case accused Willis and Nathan Wade, one of her prosecutors, of corruption in the case for allegedly maintaining an improper romantic relationship, enriching themselves through the taxpayer-funded prosecution, meeting with Biden administration officials before indicting Trump and co-defendants. Your letter is simply a restatement of demands that you have made in past correspondence for access to evidence in a pending Georgia criminal prosecution, Willis previously wrote Jordan in a letter obtained by Breitbart News. As I said previously, your request implicates significant, well-recognized confidentiality interests related to an ongoing criminal matter. In response, Jordan subpoenaed Willis due to questions about if she was appropriately supervising the expenditure of federal grant funding allocated to your office and whether you took actions to conceal your office's unlawful use of federal funds. According to reporting about the whistleblower's allegations, instead of using these federal grant funds for the intended purpose of helping at-risk youths, your office sought to use the grant funds to get MacBooks, swag, and use it for travel. Moreover, the whistleblower's direct supervisor stated that these planned expenditures were part of your vision. The whistleblower has stated that she warned you that the use of the federal grant funds in this manner was impossible because the terms of the grant were very, very specific. The whistleblower was in charge of vetting, selecting, and securing the FCDAO's grant partnerships and was the only contact DOJ had with FCDAO. Less than 2 months after receiving this warning, you abruptly terminated the whistleblower, and had her escorted out of her office by 7 armed investigators. Willis is to produce the subpoenaed information no later than February 23. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.